All right, 707 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Three big things, top stories up on our website. Brett Kavanaugh sworn in Saturday to the High Court. I guess he goes to work today at the Supreme Court and walks on in and says, you know, hey, what y'all been doing?
Is that like a first day of school? You think he has brand new binders and new pens?
New trapper keeper.
He has to introduce himself to the class when he gets there.
Hi, my name's Brett. I'll be here with y'all for the rest of my life. Also, Michael expected to strengthen into a hurricane, a Category 2 hurricane, by the time it hits the Florida Panhandle. Details coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. And a man posed as a female on Facebook robs a woman at gunpoint. We've heard updates on that story as somebody was posed as a female on Facebook, I guess Facebook Marketplace, saying they had something to sell and then made it into a robbery.
Yeah, when they were meeting the person, they found out it wasn't a woman, but a man with a gun.
And it was a robbery.
And it was a robbery.
Okay, by the way, let me just, with all disclosure, let you know, I do have a fly fishing vest for sale on Facebook Marketplace right now. That is me.
Okay.
And it's not a robbery. If you want to buy it, I will meet you here at the station, well-lit area, and sell you the fly fishing vest.
You're a good man. That's why you do stuff like that. But anyone out there who's thinking of buying anything else on Facebook or eBay or anywhere, if you're going to meet in public.
Right.
Where it's well-lit.
Yeah, I did think, you know, the one of the few benefits Facebook Marketplace versus using like a Craigslist is the fact that you could, if somebody posts something up for sale, you could do a little bit of research on the person, right? Mm-hmm. You can hit the link for who it is and then go look at their profile and all that stuff, make sure they're the person they say they are. But in this case, it doesn't seem like that worked.
No, not at all.
All right, so beware out there. All right, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We begin in our nation's capital as a bitter battle between both sides of the aisle comes to an end, and Brett Kavanaugh is confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Senator Shelby of Alabama and other Republicans were applauding this vote. Shelby had voted in favor of Kavanaugh after a brief FBI investigation of allegations against him. Associate Justice Kavanaugh was sworn in Saturday and was expected to start work in the next day or so. Quote, during the hearings, I found Judge Kavanaugh's testimony to be credible. I also found the subsequent FBI report to be thorough. That's according to Richard Shelby. He goes on to say, it is evident that the accusations against Judge Kavanaugh are uncorroborated, and there is no confirmation of any of the alleged misconduct. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford accused Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her when they were both in their teens. Senator Doug Jones, also of Alabama, voted against the confirmation and had called for a step back from the extremes of partisan politics. Meantime, back to those who are applauding the move. Martha Roby says, in part, I am pleased that the United States Senate voted to confirm him. Representative Bradley Byrne says, this process and the shameful tactics used have been an embarrassment to our nation, but I hope we can now move forward as a country and not return to these pathetic political games again. A missing persons report is in effect, and the Eufaula Police Department needs your help to find 68-year-old Minnie Lee Hill. She was last seen wearing blue jeans and a dark shirt around 2 p.m. October the 6th in Eufaula. She may be suffering from a condition that may impair her judgment. She also may be traveling in a 2011 bronze Kia Optima with Alabama plate 0410AH6. Authorities are not sure as to the direction of her travel, but if you have information, call 334-687-1200 or call 911. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Ladies, I want to take a moment to remind you how important it is to schedule your regular mammograms. Although breast cancer screenings cannot prevent breast cancer, it can help find the disease early when it's easier to treat. For more information, visit our website at alabamapublichealth.gov/early detection. This message brought to you by the Alabama Department of Public Health and this station.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Still no arrest in a fatal shooting on Dexter Avenue in Mobile. The shooting happened Sunday morning about 8 o'clock. Mobile police and Mobile Fire Rescue responded to that call. The victim was rushed to the hospital but died from his injuries. Family members gathered near the police tape trying to learn more about what happened.
This is the second person who's been shot in our family in a couple of weeks.
A Facebook Marketplace shopper was robbed at gunpoint in Mobile. Now police are looking for 21-year-old Londresso Poor Spencer. Police say he posed as a woman selling an iPhone on the social media site. He's then accused of pulling a gun on the would-be buyer and taking her money and cell phone. If you know where to find Poor Spencer, you're asked to call Mobile Police's tip line. An indoor marijuana farm was found at an Okaloosa Island apartment. The sheriff's office says they found a pound and a half of weed growing inside. 25-year-old Fabian Pabon and 21-year-old Leanne Pabon were arrested after the couple tried to run from officers. They're both charged with possession, intent to distribute, cultivation of marijuana, and possession of paraphernalia. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:14, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Monday Style. The latest on Michael, timeline, track, intensity, all that coming up with staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert Dr. Bill Williams in just about 20 minutes. Right now, let's check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Papa Murphy's and T. Bachelor & Son.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn soccer started the new week with a win over Georgia, 1-0. Treva Acock's third game-deciding goal of the season, the only goal of the contest. It is the eighth shutout of the season for Auburn, the third in SEC play. The Tigers are back in action Sunday at Missouri. Now, this message from Alpha Insurance.
It's never too early or too late to buy life insurance. Protect your kids with Alpha's First Step Life Plan while securing affordable coverage on yourself with the Next Chapter policy. Or if you're between 40 and 80, Alpha's Guaranteed Acceptance Life could be a good fit for you. As easy as Alpha makes it to protect who you love, now it's easy to protect what you love with the Enduring Gift Life Plan. You can leave one final gift to your favorite church or charity. Let the legacy you leave be a good one. Call Alpha today.
Auburn football is ranked 21st heading into Saturday's clash with Tennessee. Some final thoughts from Gus Malzahn from the Regions Bank postgame show after Saturday's game at Mississippi State.
You know, we had a couple opportunities that we missed. I think we fumbled a ball out of the back of the end zone that we thought was going to be a touchdown. I think we had a drop. I think we had an overthrow. And, you know, the fumbled punt right before halftime, you know, that, I thought that was really big. And, you know, when you're on the road against a good team, I mean, you can't make those mistakes. You got to seize those moments. We didn't do that.
The Tigers take today off before resuming prep for the Volunteers tomorrow. And don't forget, we're now just 3 days away from tip-off at Toomer's. We'll talk more about Thursday as it approaches. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Established in 1985, T. Bachelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget, utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. To call the comfort people at T. Bachelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. 7 locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
If you have school-age children, be aware of three recent changes affecting 529 education savings plans for 2018. First, if your college student drops a class midterm, the refund is tax-free as long as he or she recontributes the refund amount into the plan within 60 days. Second, if your student attends grades K through 12, you're allowed up to a total of $10,000 every year for each child's public, private, or religious school's tuition. The third change allows funds to be rolled over from a 529 to an ABLE account up to $15,000. ABLE accounts are tax-favored accounts for people who become disabled before age 26. It's designed to help save and pay for disability-related expenses.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You're all set. Here's your Wind Creek Rewards card.
Thank you.
And here's all your free play.
Oh, I can't wait to play.
Your free dining offers.
Yum, delicious.
Free hotel stays.
Oh, this bed's comfy.
And so much more. All right, Joe, back her in.
Oh, wait, what is all this?
There's so much more.
Amazing.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Randy is in Mobile, Alabama.
I just want to let David know that we are the best. They need to have one game with Auburn and Alabama. And whoever wins plays in Alabama, and whoever loses don't ever play no more. Or they can go back to Georgia.
Randy, you realize that could be your team.
Kind of like the premise.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
End of the conversation.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, accident free conditions continue. Keep in mind that drainage improvement continues this week at Dolphin and Florida Streets. Plan on it being closed for the next 3 weeks. Traffic looks great so far across the Bayway coming in from the Eastern Shore. Join the 35th annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world. It's coming up Saturday, November 17th this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Taste exotic cuisine, enjoy entertainment, and shop for special treasures. Get details at MobileInternationalFestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
720 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. I got to hang out with him and David and the whole gang on Friday. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, Sean. How about you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Ready to get a new week started. And I can say this personally, because I was just there on Friday, the inventory looked fantastic. But then you told me off air, you have even more vehicles in the inventory from trade-ins over the weekend.
Absolutely. We got a great selection, you know, especially the under 10,000. Give you a quick example. We traded in a 2001 Lexus RX 300. It's got super low miles, you know, and it's under $7,000.
Wow. Okay. So if we're those third row vehicles, trucks, cars, and the options on financing, almost as many as vehicles on the lot.
Absolutely. We've got a tremendous selection of lenders. You know, we repeat all the time. We've got credit unions. We've got banks. We've got finance companies. You know, we just got every kind of lender for just about everybody walking.
All right. So we're going to come by and check out a vehicle. Give us some directions.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Y'all got to go check out that inventory. It is robust, and there's some really cool pickups out there and those cool SUVs, and there's cars too, but the trucks and SUVs seem to catch my attention the most for sure. 722 FM Talk 106.5. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Governor Kay Ivey making sure that our fallen firefighters will never be forgotten. On Sunday, the governor ordered flags on state property to be flown at half staff to honor firefighters killed in the line of duty. U.S. and state flags were lowered from sunrise to sunset to observe the National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Service. This request is in accordance with a proclamation from President Donald Trump. Every year, our country honors fallen firefighters in the month of October during a service at the site of the National Fallen Firefighters Memorial near Washington, D.C. Governor Kay Ivey's opponent, Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox, has released his first statewide television ad of this general election. In the 30-second ad, Maddox mentions his three terms as mayor, the city's recovery from the tornado disaster of 2011, and that he is, quote, pro-life and, quote, pro-Second Amendment, saying, as your governor, I'll make you two promises. I will never put my party ahead of the people, and I will never lie to you. Alabama voters will take to the polls in the general election coming Tuesday, November the 6th. Baldwin County residents wanting to enjoy the outdoors remain on high alert after more fox and raccoon attacks have been reported in the Fairhope area. Alabama Department of Public Health announced on Friday that a woman was attacked by a fox at her home in Fairhope. That's when she went outside on her porch to feed her cat. Authorities say she was attacked by the fox and bitten on her calf and thumb. The fox was not caught. 24 hours later, another woman was bitten by a raccoon while she was in the parking lot of Thomas Hospital in Fairhope. Officials were able to catch that raccoon, which tested positive for rabies. Both women have started post-exposure rabies treatment. According to the environmental director of the Southwestern District, foxes have bitten seven people and two dogs in Baldwin County since May the 21st. Officials are reminding you that you can call the Baldwin County Health Department if you have questions. 251-947-3618 or the toll-free number 1-800-338-8374 of the ADPH. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 724 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile mornings on this Monday. And by the way, too, take advantage of $6.99 apps, dollar off drafts that goes on every Monday through Thursday at the original Oyster House on the Causeway from 5 to 7 in the evening. Now, there's still great deals and obviously great food at the original Oyster House in Gulf Shores. But my location, my backyard location there on the Causeway with these deals all week long. Well, except for Friday, Monday through Thursday. You get $6.99 appetizers, dollar off drafts. That could be start to dinner or it could be a cap for the day. Meet some friends over there at the original Oyster House today and get details on their website. OriginalOysterHouse.com. Yeah, today is Columbus Day. Again, a lot of people talk about the Columbus Day. Whether it's interesting, Columbus Day is celebrated more in the Northeast. Maybe
makes sense.
Yeah, the more Italian folks you have in the area, the more you have a municipal or county level celebration of Columbus Day. Never been a big Columbus Day celebration here. I know down in South Florida, Miami does it. They do a big regatta and stuff down there.
Well, there was a great Sopranos episode about Columbus Day.
Yes.
Don't know if you remember that episode at all.
I do. Yeah. So Columbus Day. Now, of course, the pushback here, it's also Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah. If you look on Twitter right now, they've got, you know, the trending hashtags there at the top. So you have hashtag Monday Motivation, then hashtag Columbus Day, but right under that, hashtag Indigenous Peoples Day 2018.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Let me also offer that coming up, Wednesday? So today's, tomorrow, on Tuesday, it's Leif Erikson's Day. So let me add that wrinkle into the mix. Of course, the discussion of Columbus and, you know, 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean. Anybody?
Gray.
Blue. Yeah,
blue. That's
blue.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. And people say, well, you know, yeah, Christopher Columbus is slated with discovering the New World, but in fact it was Leif Erikson, which is really a pretty interesting discussion of the Vikings and where they were, you know, how they make the case that the Vikings were there in what is now Newfoundland, where they had, they call Vinland, because it's interesting on a couple levels. Number one, Vinland would tell you vines or grapevines, and they'll say the planet was warmer then because there were grapes growing in a place that doesn't grow them now.
Huh.
So if it is true and you believe that the Vikings were in what is today Newfoundland, then and they were growing vines. Although I would point out that the whole North Atlantic is full of tricks, okay? Greenland is not particularly green,
no.
Except for a very small fringe right on the coast in some areas. The bulk of it is glaciated, snow-packed. I mean, there are some areas. It's not, you know, it's not an iceberg, but there's a lot of it that isn't a big ice pack in the glacier. Then you have Iceland.
Which is not.
Which does have a lot of glaciers and all that, but has more green percentage-wise than Greenland. So maybe they're just smart, Alex. Maybe when they named it Vinland, they're like, there's no way you'd grow a vine here, so let's call it Vinland. I'm not sure. It is a subject of discussion. They've done some excavation on what they call longhouses, they believe were a Viking construction up there, and they carbon date them, and they say that this is Leif Erikson, and Leif Erikson there well before Columbus. Interestingly enough, there is a Leif Erikson Day.
I had no idea.
Okay, so as far back as 1929, the Wisconsin legislature passed a bill to make October 9th Leif Erikson Day in the state. The bill was signed in by Walter J. Kohler, imagine that last name, that May. And in 1964, the U.S. Congress authorized and requested the president to proclaim October 9th each year as Leif Erikson Day. So today, Columbus Day, tomorrow, Leif Erikson Day. So if you're scoring at home.
If we have to add somebody on Wednesday, I guess, to follow it up.
Well, who else would it be? I mean, there are other theories that the western expanse of the country had been found. The New World had been found by people coming from the Pacific over, but there's not a dig site, an archaeological site. I mean, there are theories, but there's just theories and not any manifested evidence on the West Coast.
Well, you know, today, like we were saying, Columbus Day, but also they've started calling it Indigenous People's Day. But it's also more than that become Bash Columbus Day.
It is. That's why Indigenous People's Day is, a thing to be respected, I think, and talked about. I don't know why it has to overlay. It's overlaid with Columbus Day as a pushback on Columbus Day. But there's a lot to be said. And you can argue, too, you want to talk about finding the New World. Depends on who you think's finding the New World, because those early humans that came across the Bering Land Bridge, I think they get credit, huh?
I think so.
All right, 728 FM Talk 106.5. The latest on Michael, tropical storm, could be a Category 2 hurricane by landfall. That's coming up with Dr. Bill right after we check news with WKRG.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Florida Governor Rick Scott has declared a state of emergency ahead of Tropical Storm Michael. The emergency includes the state's Panhandle and Big Bend areas that are expected to be hit on Wednesday. Forecasters say Michael can easily become a hurricane before it hits the Panhandle.
So let's all stay safe, stay alert to weather updates, and watch this storm closely. It can still change direction and impact any part of our state.
Michael is so big that its tropical storm winds are stretching 200 miles from its center. Sand is being made available this morning for those in Okaloosa County. The Okaloosa Board of County Commissioners will offer the sand beginning this morning. Bags will not be provided. The National Weather Service has issued a high rip current warning ahead of Tropical Storm Michael. That warning extends from Dauphin Island to Destin. And the Democratic candidate for governor in Florida, Andrew Gillum, is putting his campaign on hold for 2 days. Before the expected arrival of the storm, Gillum's campaign says he'll be focusing on storm preparations. Michael is expected to affect Tallahassee, where Gillum is the mayor. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you a gun enthusiast? Do you have a large collection of valuables to protect and store? Only at Mike Ward's will you find large capacity safes in stock. The Liberty Colonial 50 holds up to 64 long guns. Need more space? This American Security holds up to 73 guns. Or step up to the Fort Knox and secure up to 100 long guns. Don't make the mistake of buying a safe that's too small. Let our knowledgeable staff help you. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, the right choice. I-65 at Moffett Road. Look for the giant yellow safe.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Michael will pick up enough strength today to become Hurricane Michael as it barrels toward the Florida Panhandle. Landfall is expected Wednesday afternoon with high winds and storm surge threatening lives and property. National Transportation Safety Board investigators are swarming the scene in upstate New York, where a limousine carrying couples to a birthday party failed to stop at an intersection and struck a parked vehicle, killing 20 people. NTSB Chairman Robert L. Sumwalt is on scene.
The NTSB is really today going to
really get into the meat of this investigation. Yesterday was a day where our investigators were traveling in across the country and assembling our teams. Today will be the first real day where we're getting into things.
After a series of meetings in North Korea, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Kim Jong-un is ready to allow international inspectors into a key nuclear test site. Global stocks have been declining today, and U.S. stock futures are down ahead of the opening bell. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Target is wading into a new territory, $1 toiletries. The retailer says it's planning to launch a new brand for consumer staples called Smartly, with more than 70 products, including razors, toilet paper, and dish soap, mostly priced under $2. The products will be offered at stores and online within a week or two. Target says a new line of consumer staples is an attempt to compete with generic brands at drugstores and discount chains like Dollar General. If you're in the market for a car and are hoping for 0% financing deal, good luck. Auto lenders are pulling back on the no-interest financing offers that had become widespread in new car ads and dealer showrooms for much of this decade. With the auto industry sales slowing, car companies are turning to other types of sale incentives such as cash rebates and discount lease rates to lure buyers to showrooms. In September, J.D. Power says the percentage of new cars financed with an interest rate of 1% or less fell to 5.3% for the month, down from 8.2% last year. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, they've got a new accident without injuries at Cody Road and Hit Road. Watch your speed through there. They've still got it in the middle of the roadway. Traffic starting to build there off Dolphin Street near McGregor Airport by the interstate, and also as you're traveling in westbound I-10 over the Bayway, but no other accidents that'll slow you down. The South Alabama football team will host Alabama State Hornets this Saturday at Ladd People Stadium. The first 5,000 fans will receive a free Jaguar shaker with Raising Cane's offer. For tickets, log on to USAJaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So last week you said this area of storms bears watching. You doubled down on that, and here we go. We're talking about a tropical system, now Tropical Storm Michael. Could be Hurricane Michael.
Yeah, and pretty soon, too, because the winds are up to 70 miles an hour. Right now, the center of the storm is just about to go through the Yucatan Channel between Yucatan and Cuba. And after it goes through there, certainly by this afternoon, it'll be in the Gulf of Mexico. The storm is moving to the north around 7 miles an hour, and it should continue on the north, maybe a little bit to the northwest, until it reaches the central Gulf. And that will be tomorrow. And at that time, it'll begin to turn more toward the northeast, influenced by the upper air winds. And but still, it looks like it could strengthen and perhaps get as high as a Category 2 before it makes landfall. And that landfall right now, the best estimate is around Panama City to Apalachicola, and that will occur on Wednesday, most likely Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday evening. And that will keep the hurricane force winds in that area. And with tropical storm winds extending west to perhaps Pensacola. In our area, we'll be on the outer fringe or edge of the storm here in Mobile. And on Wednesday, we'll see showers and a few thunderstorms and perhaps winds of 15 to 25 miles per hour. After the storm makes landfall on Wednesday, it will lose strength, move on into Georgia, and then across the Carolinas. It'll be picking up speed, though, and eventually out into the Atlantic.
So it looks good as far as we're concerned right now. I mean, we're not totally out of the woods, but the best estimate is that the storm will stay to the east of Mobile.
Okay, so, but when it starts coming up, before it starts that northeasterly jog, what kind of effects will it have, if any, on our weather here? What about seas, surge, rain?
Yeah, the storm surge is going to be a problem in the Florida Panhandle, particularly over to Panama City and points east of that. Where we're located will be to the western side, which we call the good side, because the winds will be offshore. It's pushing against the water, and so we should not have a storm surge problem. We will get some rain out of this. For example, today mostly sunny with a few thunderstorms this afternoon, a high today in the upper 80s, and tonight mostly cloudy, a chance of a thunderstorm, low tonight in the low 70s. And then tomorrow we start to feel the effects of the storms. It moves into the central Gulf. And we got a good chance for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with temperatures in the mid-80s. Then on Wednesday, as the storm moves closer and closer to the Florida Panhandle, we'll have periods of showers and thunderstorms and breezy, high about 82 on Wednesday, but the winds will pick up out of the north at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Things improve on Thursday as a storm moves inland into Georgia. We'll have mostly cloudy skies, around 85, and then the cool air comes in. Northerly flow and a cold front brings the first real touch of autumn into our area. And Thursday night, we drop into the upper 50s. And then Friday, sunny, 82. 50s again Friday night, sunny, and 78 for a high on Saturday. And then Sunday, plenty of sunshine, slight chance of a shower, and a high of 82. So we're going to see temperatures get down into the 50s, northern portion of Alabama, down into the 40s at night.
Wow. All right. So finally, you know, we've been waiting for this fall weather. I didn't realize it would come on the backside of a hurricane, but I guess we'll take it how we can get it. You did say this track takes it once Michael goes inland through the Carolinas. Are they going to get dumped on rain-wise again?
Yeah, they're going to get rain, but the big difference here is that this storm is going to be accelerating to the northeast, so it's not going to stay very long over the Carolinas. So they won't get anything like what they experienced with Florence. As for those high winds I talked about, the hurricane force winds will be pretty much in the area around Panama City, Apalachicola, inland, perhaps getting pretty close to Tallahassee, and then the winds will decrease. Now, it's possible that it could reach a Category 2 at landfall, and that would bring winds up to 100 miles per hour. So kind of a nasty storm in that area of the Panhandle.
Now, you talked about this in the past. You've taught us in very layman's terms here, but two factors on tropical systems here would be water temperature and shear, and in this case, both of them line up to the benefit of a storm building.
That's right. The water temperature is no problem. It's very, very warm across the Gulf, and that obviously is going to add to the fuel. And in the upper air, conditions are really terrific for a storm right now to develop, because the winds have died down. We don't have the shearing that occurred out in the middle of the Caribbean, and there's enough of a flow to kind of steer that storm and make it recurve eventually. As it gets closer to the coast, the upper winds will pick up a bit, which will help accelerate the storm off to the northeast.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, tropical weather expert, with our update on Michael, and of course, your cooler forecast by the end of the week.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, great news. Speaking of great news as well, chance to win them before you can buy them. Tickets coming up for this guy.
I'm moving a little slow tonight. I had a hot pocket for dinner. Good to see I'm not the only white trash here. I buy the Hot Pockets. I go in grocery stores. I'm like, oh, I get these. I've never eaten a Hot Pocket, and then afterwards been, I'm glad I ate that.
So that is a little bit of Jim Gaffigan, Grammy-nominated comedian, actor, writer, producer, two-time New York Times bestselling author, top touring performer, and multi-platinum-selling father of five. So he does get our lifestyle. He's known around the world for his unique brand of humor, which largely revolves around fatherhood and his observations of Hot Pockets and other things. Jim Gaffigan is coming to the Wharf Amphitheater on May 11th, Saturday show, which means no excuse, no work. unless you work on Sunday morning. But Saturday, May 11th is the show. Doors open at 6. Tickets are on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. online at Ticketmaster.com or charged by phone 800-745-3000. But between now and 9 o'clock this morning, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets. Win them before you can buy them to the Jim Gaffigan Show coming to the Wharf Amphitheater in May. Going to be a funny show and a good time. We'll give you a chance to win those tickets coming up.
Yeah, he's a great, clean comedian,
yes,
by the way.
Is.
Clean.
But, you know, here, okay. And he, the clean comedian who's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some people who say, well, going down to see the clean comedian. And often they're just not, they're not funny.
No, it's more, it is more difficult to be a funny, clean comedian than a funny, dirty comedian.
Very much so. And so, yeah, when I just hear somebody's a clean comedian, I go, eh. But he's really a funny guy, mm-hmm. and a clean comedian. So, I mean, he's, yeah, you're right. It is even harder. And your chance to win those tickets coming up this morning. All right, 7:42, we're coming right back.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Mobile's Brad Israel. He's an Army major and Green Beret who's transferred remarkably well into the private sector. More after this from Roberts Brothers. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Sherry Roberts with Roberts Brothers. I have the keys to your new home. Give me a call today, 334-233-5504.
Can making friends with villagers in eastern Afghanistan who previously were working to kill outsiders like Brad be a model for anything in the workplace? Are there skills learned in that environment that can be valuable for people like you and me? Brad says yes. And what surprised me the most is that it isn't the equipment he had, the resources he was given, or his bravery in the face of danger, but the relationships he developed with his team that mattered more than anything else. For more, listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
7:44, FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. U.S. Representative Mike Rogers of Alabama has been named in a report as a leading candidate to become the head of the U.S. Air Force. Rogers is a Republican from Sachs. But that's depending on who you ask. You see, according to foreignpolicy.com, President Donald Trump is unhappy with Heather Wilson, the current Secretary of the Air Force, because of efforts to undermine the Space Force initiative. The report goes on to say that Mr. Trump is considering replacing Wilson. Now, Rogers dismissed the report as, quote, a rumor. A spokesperson says, quote, Congressman Rogers is dedicated to continuing to serve the people of East Alabama in Congress as their trusted conservative leader. The White House issued a statement on Thursday replying to foreignpolicy.com, denying that Mr. Trump was even part of any discussion to fire Wilson, saying, quote, all reporting to the contrary is simply false. Rogers is Alabama's second longest serving congressman. He is right now seeking a ninth term in the November 6th election. He's being challenged by Democrat Mallory Hagan. No, you're not dreaming. Traffic is moving a bit quicker this morning as children attending Mobile County Public Schools have today, Tuesday, and Wednesday off from school. Teachers, though, they're still heading into work to attend Teacher Workday and Professional Development Days. All students will be back in school Thursday, October the 11th, with the exception of Fondy Elementary School. Students there, they are back in school Wednesday, October the 10th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Friday morning at 8, it's Football Friday with Phil Savage. Presented by Boyd's Royal Knight, Government Boulevard in Mobile. Featuring $8 weekday lunch specials. All the football you can handle. Football Friday on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Purolator Boss Premium Oil Filters. Nothing gets by Purolator. On sale now at Advance Auto Parts.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Still no arrest in a fatal shooting on Dexter Avenue in Mobile. The shooting happened Sunday morning about 8 o'clock. Mobile police and Mobile Fire Rescue responded to that call. The victim was rushed to the hospital but died from his injuries. Family members gathered near the police tape trying to learn more about what happened.
This is the second person who's been shot in our family in a couple of weeks.
A Facebook Marketplace shopper was robbed at gunpoint in Mobile. Now police are looking for 21-year-old Londresso Poor Spencer. Police say he posed as a woman selling an iPhone on the social media site. He's then accused of pulling a gun on the would-be buyer and taking her money and cell phone. If you know where to find Poor Spencer, you're asked to call Mobile Police's tip line. An indoor marijuana farm was found at an Okaloosa Island apartment. The sheriff's office says they found a pound and a half of weed growing inside. 25-year-old Fabian Pabon and 21-year-old Leanne Pabon were arrested after the couple tried to run from officers. They're both charged with possession, intent to distribute, cultivation of marijuana, and possession of paraphernalia. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
747 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. There were lots of upsets in college football this weekend, with eight of the teams in the top 25 falling and three teams from the top 10. The Auburn Tigers lost to Mississippi State on Saturday 23-9. In a battle of struggling offenses, the Bulldogs came out on top with 349 yards rushing and two touchdowns. The Tigers plunged in the AP Top 25 after their second loss of the season. They fell from 8th to 21st in this week's poll. The Oklahoma Sooners fell from 7th to 11th after losing to Texas on a last-minute field goal in the Red River Showdown. Yesterday, the Sooners released longtime defensive coordinator Bob Stoops. The 48 points scored by Texas on Saturday were the most ever scored against Oklahoma in the Red River Showdown. The LSU Tigers were beaten in Gainesville by the Florida Gators 27-19. With their first loss of the season, the Tigers fell from 5th in the AP poll to 13th, while the Gators jumped from 22nd to 14th. The rest of the top 10 rankings following this weekend: Central Florida remains undefeated. They're now ranked 10th. Texas moved up 9 spots to number 9. Penn State is ranked 8th. Washington 7th. West Virginia undefeated and ranked 6th. Notre Dame picked up a road win over ranked Virginia Tech. They're up 1 spot to number 5. And the top 4 remains unchanged from last week. Clemson received one first-place vote at number 4. Ohio State also received a first-place vote. They're ranked 3rd. The Georgia Bulldogs are ranked 2nd, and the Alabama Crimson Tide still ranked 1st with 59 of 61 total first-place votes. Right now in the FM Talk 106.5 Pick'em Challenge, JTD leads a close group with 246 total points. Flea Flicker and Big Al I Hit Dingers are both 1 point behind the leader, and Pick'em Professor is alone in 4th place, 2 points behind JTD. I'm currently real close, really, really close to the leaders in 77th place. Yeah. I only need 37 points to catch up, which is basically an entire week of games.
I'm only 132 places behind them. So
it's been a bad college pick'em year for me, but that's why we're going to do it next year, too. I'm going to go ahead and say that. But we have some close ones.
We're
going to
finish this year.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But some close games, and congratulations to JTD, leader, like at the halfway point of the season. In the Major League playoffs, the Atlanta Braves won a thriller last night to force a fourth game. Today in the NLDS, the Braves beat the LA Dodgers 6-5 in Atlanta after gaining and then losing a 5-run lead. Down 2-0 and facing a sweep, the Atlanta Braves loaded the bases in the second inning and scored a run when pitcher Sean Newcomb was walked by 4 straight balls. Next up, with the bases still loaded, rookie Braves slugger Ronald Acuna Jr. made the biggest hit of his career.
The 3-1, and Acuna swings. It's a high drive to left center field. Taylor back, at the wall, it is gone! A grand slam for Acuna!
He absolutely crushed that ball, but the Dodgers would tie the game in the 5th inning with a Max Muncy solo home run. The very next inning, Braves first baseman Freddie Freeman would return the favor with this game-winning homer.
To face Freddie Freeman, that ball is gone. The Braves are back in front.
The Dodgers now lead the series 2-1, and the Braves will try to tie the series in Atlanta with Game 4 set to begin this afternoon at 3:30.
The Milwaukee Brewers will face the winner of that series in the NLCS after they finished a sweep of the Colorado Rockies yesterday with a 6-0 win. Today, Houston could complete an ALDS sweep over the Cleveland Indians. Game 3 is set to begin at 12:30. And Boston and the New York Yankees each have one win in their series. Game 3 is in the Bronx tonight at 6:40. In the NFL tonight, New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees could break a record and meet a milestone if he has a good night against the Washington Redskins. With four touchdown passes, Brees could become the fourth quarterback in NFL history to throw for 500 career touchdown passes. He's also only 201 passing yards shy of breaking Peyton Manning's all-time record of 71,940 yards. He could break that record tonight in New Orleans when the Saints take on the Redskins at 7:15. 7:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Don't forget, Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 till 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Spring Hill Avenue in the West, I-65 Service Road North. We've got an accident with injuries right in the middle of the roadway. Wreckers there at Cody and Hit Road. And at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest, a truck lost a bunch of bricks in the middle of the roadway, so be careful there. Jubilee Roofing is a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
7:55, FM Talk 106.5, online at fmtalk1065.com. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A fatal car accident has claimed the life of a 77-year-old man in Choctaw County. Last Friday morning, Glenn Austin Busby of Melvin was traveling west on Melvin Road near Hurricane Road. According to police, Mr. Busby failed to negotiate a curve, causing his truck to go off the road and hit a tree. Busby was not wearing his seatbelt and was pronounced dead at the scene. At this hour, Alabama State Troopers continue to investigate this crash. The nation's largest mattress retailer is saying good night to its customers as plans are announced for Mattress Firm to close 700, quote, underperforming stores. Mattress Firm also filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Friday. As many as 200 stores will close quickly, they say, with about 500 others coming in the next few weeks. Mattress Firm has about 3,300 stores in 49 U.S. states. The online competition is being blamed for their struggles in recent years. According to the company, Mattress Firm expects to complete restructuring within the next 45 to 60 days, and they say all suppliers and contractors will be paid in full. Customers, well, you can expect your deliveries to be made as scheduled, and warranties and guarantees will be honored. The president and CEO of Mattress Firm said the bankruptcy process will allow the retailer to, quote, strengthen our balance sheet and accelerate the optimization of our store portfolio. Mattress Firm was founded in 1986. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 757 FM Talk 106.5. So if they cut down the number of Mattress Firm locations, that means there'll be only one on every corner versus one.
Yeah. You'll only be able to see one a day if you stay in the same spot,
versus having them right next to each other. All right, coming up, hour number three of Mobile Mornings, your chance to turn up your voice at 343-0106. We're going to talk, of course, some Kavanaugh confirmation, also talk some Columbus Day. Also, the latest on Tropical Storm, soon to become Hurricane Michael. That is in the mix as well. And, oh, by the way, Natural Light, Natty Light, just released a 77-pack of their beer. We'll talk about that coming up, too.